lift your name, God.
AFZ urges continued dialogue with Lungu family over burial impasse. Bank of Zambia maintains policy rate at 14.5% as inflation continues to ease. Mali's former Prime Minister Maiga taken into custody on charges of corruption. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia EFZ board chairperson Pom Susu has described as brutal the statement by Attorney General Mlilo Kabesha that the state could proceed to bury late former President Edgar Lungu without the participation of his family. Bishop Msusu said government must continue engaging the family despite the court's ruling that the body be repatriated to Zambia. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices chatback program on the topic, role of the church in the ECL burial impasse, Bishop Msusu stressed that it would be immoral for the state to proceed with the burial without the family's involvement. Regardless of the court's judgment on Friday or any other date, dialogue must continue, said Bishop Msusu. The board chair also expressed sadness over the level of mockery by some Zambians regarding the burial dispute, urging citizens to uphold the nation's cultural values. He said that there is need for Zambians to go back to the tradition of respecting the dead and resolving disputes after burial.
But I think to say that, to rub it in and say, we're going ahead to bury, even if they stayed away, I think that's too careless. I think that's too harsh. You don't do that as Big Brother, as government. You need to be able to bring everybody on board. What you have won legally, but you need to also say, what can we give away? What can we give up? What can we sacrifice in this particular arrangement? And for me, if we can sacrifice HH to be absent, and that would be able to help the same South African scenario, why not do that?
The Bank of Zambia has maintained the monetary policy rate at 14.5%, citing the continued downward trend in inflation, which has fallen from 14% in June to 13% in July. Bank of Zambia Governor Denny Kalyalia said the decision will help consolidate the progress made in curbing inflation. Speaking during the monetary policy rate update in Lusaka today, Dr. Kalyalia said that inflation is projected to fall within the target range of 6-8% by 2026, although market expectations remain elevated relative to the target band. The key drivers of the recent inflation slowdown include improved maize supply, lower fuel prices, and the appreciation of the kwacha against major convertible currencies, said Dr. Kalyalia. He also cited a reduction in prices for both food and non-food items as key drivers to the reduced inflation. Meanwhile, Dr. Kalyalia disclosed that the kwacha appreciated by 14.4% against the US dollar in the second quarter of 2025, reversing a 4% depreciation recorded in the first quarter. He attributed the appreciation to increased foreign exchange supply, particularly from the mining sector, alongside improved investor sentiment and a weak US dollar. Dr. Kalyalia noting that the mining sector remains a dominant source of foreign exchange on the market, with inflows increasing by 22.1% to $680 million, adding that of this amount, $262.1 million was remitted directly to the Bank of Zambia in tax payments. The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, and the Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, have expressed willingness to enter into a strategic collaboration aimed at strengthening regulatory frameworks, promoting compliance, safeguarding public health, consumer protection, and industry integrity in tobacco production, processing, and marketing. Key potential areas of cooperation include information sharing, capacity building and policy alignment, ZICSA Executive Director Gerald Chizinga said. It is important for government institutions to work together to enhance product safety, competitiveness, consumer protection, and industry efficiency. He said this when a TPZ team paid a courtesy call on him today. Government institutions, especially regulatory agencies, should not work in isolation, said Mr. Chizinga in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today by ZICSA Public Relations Officer Onishas Mamba.
It's always important as government institutions that we continuously work together. We have been in this business of regulation for quite a long time, and I must say that the agency has a robust regulatory framework that enables us to enforce compulsory standards for the sake of ensuring that the consumers out there are safe. Again, in this area, you being a regulator, us being a regulator, we can always learn from each other to see how best we can strengthen our regulatory framework.
At the same meeting, TBZ Executive Director Robert Mwale called for stronger collaboration between the two institutions to enhance regulatory oversight. The two government agencies have also indicated plans to develop a memorandum of understanding MOU in future to pave the way for a more integrated and effective regulatory environment. Zambians remained upbeat about their finances in the second quarter of 2025, with 79% optimistic about household finances over the next year and 82% expecting income growth, according to the TransUnion Consumer Pulse Study. TransUnion Zambia Chief Executive Officer Mildred Stephenson said over a third of respondents reported higher household incomes in the past 3 months, while 36% said their finances were better than planned. However, inflation, housing costs, and jobs toppled financial concerns. Many consumers responded by cutting back 55% reduced discretionary spending, with 44% scaled down digital services and 41% cancelled subscriptions. Ms. Stephenson said debt repayment challenges also loomed, with 35% expecting difficulty meeting obligations. She said that among them, 48% planned partial payments, 45% sought temporary work, and 35% would borrow from friends or family. Ms. Stephenson said high borrowing costs and rising interest rates discouraged credit applications, with more than half citing interest rates as a major deterrent. Zambian consumers are showing remarkable resilience, adjusting spending and prioritizing essentials while remaining alert to economic and digital risks, said Ms. Stephenson. We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on the number one radio station. Usual update for your midweek, Wednesday, currency-wise. I'm just looking at the pound on a 1.35 euro, 1.17. That this tells me the euro, the dollar actually on the weaker side, and 7.17. That is the Chinese one, and that's African rand on 17.5. And I'm looking at 87.43. Those going to India, that's Indian rupee. And of course, the Kwacha holding in 23.58. Believe it or not, from yesterday to today, APSA has holding strongly on 23.36 selling. So all the other banks were above the threshold, unable to catch up with APSA. Probably they're gonna go up because I'm just seeing. Yet again, Stanbic Bank away from the 23.45, they're going to 58, so high likely APSA can't hold more than that. They're going to take it up. Commodity side, I'm looking at a copper price on 9843.50, gold 3364.54 an ounce, nickel, Lumana 15370, nickel, I know there's gold in it, and 503 wheat could be harvested, I'll say mid-August or end of August and September wheat being harvested there, $503 a ton in international market, 398. The corn international market, and you know, cabinets approved the export of maize, so they're gonna rake on that and high likely supporting our Kwacha on the market. 8699 copper, rather cocoa lovers, soybeans $1090 a ton, and for you driving 65.578 about jet Brent crude and 62.74 that is jet fuel. And I've told you currency on a 2358 expensive one, that is, I'll give you Stanbic Bank. Now the T-bills results gonna be out next week. We have bond application up this week, stock market markets double 4458, Dow Jones 9537, that's FTSE 102 and 924. That is the Lusaka Stock Exchange. A lot of activities I've seen yesterday of the 20 listed companies there, but the trades, not huge to talk about, but all the